Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio, and this is the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have with us in studio today our guest speaker, Brother Al-Musawi. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing.
It's always a pleasure being here.
Thank you so much for being with us. All right, brother, we have been talking about the signs that could indicate our children are going through a problem. And in our previous session, we discussed one of the problems that was in our own family. Anyways, what are the more signs you could tell our audiences that could help them indicate that their child is not well?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. So we mentioned some signs in regard to their personal, let's say, body or their state. And we said there are signs when it comes to towards their families. Now there are signs when it comes to their own gender and their own age. So for example, boys or girls, depending on their age group, usually they interact with their own kind, with their own group age, if I can say. So sometimes when they're interacting with their own group age, sometimes they do a lot of things that indicates there's a behavior issues. So for example, when they meet together, there's constantly arguments. There are constantly fights. So sometimes you find the child is not happy accepting friends of his own group age. Like you say, okay, why don't you become friend with this one? He's like, no, I don't want to be friend with this one. Why don't you become friend with this one? Like, I don't want to be friend with this one. Or when you force them to become friends or you put them in the same environment, then definitely something is going to erupt. That should tell the parents that this child has a problem somewhere that needs to be looked at and diagnosed, at least.
When I heard two women talking to each other who were saying that one of the ladies was not happy that her child is going and making friends with the people who are under his age, who are like quite younger to him. But the lady had issues with that, and the other lady was saying, it's okay, what's wrong with that? So you're saying there's something wrong if a child is not making friends with the people who are not of his age.
If he's not making friends with people of his age, then there's an issue.
Yeah.
Because he should be. And sometimes you find children, even they make friends with people who are a little bit younger than them, like a couple of years younger or even a couple of years older.
Yeah.
They get along very well.
Yeah.
So those who are their age, they should be absolutely fine with having no issues.
Yeah.
So if they are not, for example, either they are not being accepted by others, or them not accepting others. That's an indication that there's a problem, there's an issue somewhere.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you put them in an environment and the child would create a problem just not to be with them anymore.
All right.
So you put them together, they have a fight, like, see, I told you, I shouldn't be friends with him. And they just want to leave. So that's obviously an issue.
Yeah.
Also, sometimes you see children who are violent and abusive towards other people. So sometimes you see two are playing and then one child comes in the middle and he just wants to either stop them from playing or hurt one of them. So if you have a child who is constantly trying to harm other kids of his age or at least try to create a problem within the group, then also that indicates a problem with that child that needs to be looked at.
So, well, these signs are indicating a lot of problems we need to be looking for. Brother, I'll be talking to you, but after a very short a break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing, and we are talking about the signs that could indicate that something is going wrong with a child. Well, brother, you were talking about these signs.
Okay. So we got to the point where we said there are some kids who want to create problems and become violent.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have kids who not only violent, but sometimes they take pleasure being violent.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, and sometimes this shows on them. So sometimes they hit somebody and they hurt someone or they break someone else's toy while they're showing signs of pride. Or like not caring at all. And you can say...
I'm more powerful.
Yeah, and sometimes you can see it in their eyes. Like, you know, they had this evil face to them when they do it.
Yeah.
So you can tell that if a child is taking pleasure in hurting another child, obviously that's a problem. Sometimes this happens even between siblings. So sometimes you have like one child hurting his brother and he just, you know, he just takes pride in it. For example, I remember... with my kids, my daughter, she's very abusive towards her brother, even though she's like 3 years old, younger than him. But she hits him and she's like, she makes all these weird faces to indicate that she's, you know, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
So her mom would call me and she's like, your daughter is doing this to her brother, talk with her. And I'm like, why are you doing this to him? He's like, no, I don't do anything to him. But sometimes like my son, what happens when they fight, he would record her for me.
All right.
He would record after him, after her bashing him or something. And she's like, you can tell she's taking pride in it, right?
Yeah.
So that definitely indicates to me that she has a problem.
Yeah.
Now, either with her mother, either with her environment that she's in, or what have you. So there's a problem. So also this is something that we need to look at.
Yeah.
Sometimes when kids cheat as well, for example, whether it's in school,
yeah,
or whether it's during... trying to buy something or do
lying,
even deal with one another or playing,
yeah,
like you said. So if cheating is happening at a very young age, that also indicates we have a problem, especially if it is with their own group age.
Yeah.
Addiction, for example, is also another problem. Now we have kids who are addicted to smoking, we have kids addicted to drugs, we have kids addicted to, sadly, pornography, we have a lot of kids who are addicted, at least the minimum thing is addicted to games.
Yeah.
Now we have game addiction.
Yeah.
It became such an addiction that we actually, in the West now, we have plenty of addiction centers,
yeah,
for gamers.
All right.
So we used to have addiction centers for gamblers and alcoholics. Now we have addiction centers for gamers, which are kids, basically,
yeah,
who spend 8 hours to 12 hours playing games, which is a problem. So addiction always comes from a background that's,
yeah,
something that's going wrong that makes him spend so much time on, for example, the game or whatever addiction that he's in. So this is also an indication.
All right. So if a child seems to be cheating or... he could be seen in some of the addictions like smoking, drugs, pornography, or even you said games. These all signs indicate that there's a problem with a child. Well, brother, I'll be talking to you, but after a short break, dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Ya muqiyal khayrat.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the signs that indicate that there's something going wrong with a child. Yes, brother, we were talking about the addictions, and apart from addictions, you said there could be some more signs as well.
So, other signs that we have to look for in a child, that sometimes we have some children who are what we call, they just like to show off, right? They're trying to prove themselves. So they're trying to seek the acceptance of everyone around them. They want to seek the attention of everyone around them. So they end up to showing off, as we call in Arabic, ria', right?
Yeah.
So they're trying to make themselves known and
center
seen.
Of attraction.
Exactly. So they want to be, like you said, the center of attraction in everything. Now, for a child to be in this mindset, there's a problem.
Yeah.
So if the child, for example, lacks, and this is actually, we see it even with the grown-ups.
Yeah.
When you see someone who's trying to attract attention,
mm-hmm.
it means because he did not get that attention when he was a kid.
All right.
Either from his parents or either from those who are around him.
All right.
That made him feel that shortness in him that he's constantly trying to make up for it as he grows older.
Yeah.
So when a child is trying to be the center of attention,
mm-hmm.
then obviously there's an issue and there's a problem that the parents need to be very mindful of, that we need to come to his help and to his aid.
Yeah, my child was complaining that in the arena where they play, the play field, there's always one child who sometimes comes up with some different behaviors, like wearing a cap and hand gloves in summers.
Mm.
So maybe this behavior is a kind of, you know, center of attraction, the way you said.
So exactly. So sometimes this trying to seek attention, it comes in different forms.
Yeah.
Especially now in our day, it manifests itself
mm-hmm.
in the way they dress, the way they do their hairstyle, and the way they try to fit in with other people.
Yeah.
So it takes different forms. But like you said, like the example that he gave is a very direct indication that there's a problem. I mean, he's trying to seek attention. In the absolute wrong way by yeah. wearing gloves and stuff in summer. So
yeah.
obviously that doesn't suit the environment or the place. So like I said, with children, they will do certain action that is very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
For us as parents or as adults to know that there is something absolutely wrong with that child, that he needs a bit of help, he needs a bit of attention.
Yeah.
Also, sometimes when you have children who are absolutely jealous
yeah.
of other children,
yeah.
that also indicates a problem. When the child constantly wanting to have what other people have and wanting to the other kids to lose what they have.
Yes.
Because this is the
definition
of jealousy.
Yeah.
So not just wanting, but you want the others to lose what they have.
Yeah.
So this is also becomes a problem if you see the child, for example, expressing himself in terms of saying, I wish they lose their toys or they break this or they lose that. And I wish I had this.
Yeah.
So that also could indicate a problem.
Jealousy.
And also stealing. Is a problem as well. Sometimes kids start stealing at a very young age. They
yeah.
start stealing from their dad's or mom's purse. Now, with kids that I know of, they're stealing their parents' credit card numbers. So
yeah.
they steal their credit card number and they go online and decide to buy things. So stealing also an indication that there is a problem in the behavior of the child that we need to also pay attention to.
Inshallah, parents would really look at these signs, and these signs would be really helpful for them to indicate that if there's something going wrong and fix that. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us. Please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also listen to our sessions again on our official website, that's parstoday.com. Go to Call of Islam. Until another session, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It's It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.